Haskell, Brother and Sister, S.N., January 1900. Note on copy. The following is a kind of a postscript to a personal letter written to Elder and Mrs. Haskell. It was received February 5, 1900. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, Satan has a scheme to corrupt through association the work called rescue work, through the sight of the eyes, the hearing of the ears, the association and impressions made by satanic agencies that will be used to the very uttermost of Satan's power. Through his deceptive workings and the administration of the powers of satanic agencies, many who have given themselves to the work of rescue will drown their own souls, and will, under doubts and difficulties, need similar work done for them. They may go beyond remedy. The Lord does not want the work of the message of the third angel to be retarded. The most solemn message of mercy is to be given to a fallen world. Any kind of influence, any kind of sympathy created by pen or voice to gather the facilities of means, as has been done, and invested in this class of work, that the foreign missionary work shall be in the situation it is in today, is not the work of God. We are in this country carrying forward the missionary work in connection with the gospel, just as it should always be carried. Those who carry on the work for the lowest classes should go to work for God's money, which they have in abundance. But the enemy has worked to destroy principles of integrity and justice and righteousness through men who stood at the head of the work, so that the confidence of the people would be shaken in the leaders. Then Satan, seeing his chance, has come to make capital out of these errors. Dr. Kellogg has had a hard, trying time, and had many discouragements, but God is not leading him to gather and hold these interests he has created. He has not given Dr. Kellogg that work to do, and the result is that Dr. Kellogg will begin more and more to lose his reason and judgment. From being the physician God would have him to be, he will, to his own sorrow, become where he will have his own way and his own mind. I must leave this just as it is, disjointed, scribbly, the best I can do this time.